possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Momentarily, we're going to talk with State Senator Penny Cook out there in the suburbs about not just SEPTA, what happens next, where are we today, but all the budget wrinkles as far as getting this done. And I saw something. She's able to do it. I might run past her. A guy that I'm friendly with, Charlie Giroux, writes a good column across Pennsylvania. He's hooked up nationally. And he says that Republicans have made inroads with Teamsters in the last election cycle, with the rank and file. They can do it with teachers who are more moderate than you might think, not the leadership. And a couple of the issues are, and Trump is good at this, emphasizing discipline and measures to help them in a classroom, but also liability, personal liability. There's a big thing going on in any number of states where teachers are feeling sort of like cops. Their liability is kind of limited, and they're afraid of getting into trouble. And Republicans reinforcing on that issue would be duly noted. We told you yesterday, one of the genius part of Trump is to take things that maybe do not affect the entire population, but they really affect, like no tax on tips, people in critical areas like Nevada, where everybody seems to be tipped, right? All right, let's go to State Senator Penny Cook here, Tracy Penicook on Talk Radio 1210. Senator, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Senator, where are we today? I was talking about the fact that, the media onslaught continues. All the rationality, all the things that I see boil down to, SEPTA is going to have to accept more oversight, and then we can talk some degree of funding here. Would you say that's the principal thing that's at stake?
Absolutely. We had a meeting yesterday with SEPTA leadership, myself, Senator Picozzi, and Senator Ferry, and we're continuing that dialogue of not only figuring out funding for this cycle, but also long-term stable funding. And then, of course, today Shapiro came on board and said, hey, I actually think that the Pennsylvania Transportation Trust Fund can be part of the solution. So right now, I really feel like the ball's back in the Democrat in the House's court. They need to brush off that bill, bring it up for a vote, and start negotiating and start working with us to get this done.
You're right. Shapiro did say that. So give me the political calculus of the great chameleon here, Senator. I was shocked that all of a sudden he would say it. What is he afraid of is happening here? Because we were told last week pretty reliably that he was in the camp without fingerprints on it and other Democrats. They wanted to inflict the pain this week, maybe the Eagles' pain, to really put you guys behind the eight ball. So what is it that he calculated here?
So I think that they figured out that the sales tax issue or increasing the sales tax revenue for SEPTA was a non-starter.
Okay.
Because when you take a higher percentage of sales tax, something else is going to have to take a lesser percentage. So is that our schools? Are they going to be underfunded even more? It was a lose-lose proposition. That bill was absolute crap. And I think he figured out that, hey, I actually think this could work. Let's get on board with using an excess fund of money in the Transportation Trust Fund, and let's start getting this done because the school children in Philadelphia need to get to school. The people that work in Philadelphia need to get to school. Does SEPTA need more oversight? Absolutely. And I think everyone recognizes that it's been poorly run for so long. We have new leadership at the helm, and we have an opportunity to really turn things around here. And I think Shapiro, at the end of the day, saw the political theater that the House Dems were throwing out there and said, yeah, okay, enough is enough.
Tracy, if I might, we're told, though, pretty reliably by your Senate pro tempore on the air and other people telling me, that somehow or another, this guy, Matt Bradford, now background, I've had Bradford on three or four times. He won't come on anymore. I'm surprised. You talk about provocative and back and forth on the issues, not personal. But apparently he's, you know, Shapiro, she thinks, fears this guy in some way, shape, or form. This guy has a veto power, and that's the performative part of the Republicans in the House that are trying to continue all this.
So I think Bradford's a little afraid because he's holding on by a thread.
Okay.
He's a middle-aged white guy in a progressive Democrat House that has one vote more than the Republicans. He should be afraid. He should be afraid of his own party.
Yeah.
And he's you know, leading. He's not leading. He's trying to negotiate when he really doesn't have anything to negotiate on, because the governor just came over to the Republicans and said, actually, your plan isn't so bad. I could work with that. So he's kind of left standing there saying, well, yeah, what are we going to do? You know, he kind of looks kind of dumb. All of these Democrats that have been shouting from the highest mountains about how Republicans aren't getting the work done and they're not working on SEPTA, and where are they? Hey, you know what? We've been getting it done and we're continuing to get it done. And now we have the governor on our side saying, hey, actually, we could make this work. So who looks dumb now? The House Democrats. They need to get back to the table. They need to bring this bill up for a vote. Hey, if they don't like it, they can always amend it and send it back. But they need to start negotiating. The fact that he didn't even bring it to his members for a vote tells me this is political. He doesn't care about the people of Philadelphia. He doesn't care about commuters. He doesn't care about SEPTA. It's all about his personal gain, political gain.
If that goes through with SEPTA, is there any other huge roadblock? I'll be honest with you, our listeners and myself too, with the skilled games, and all, I realize in Harrisburg it's a big deal. Here, given what's going on nationally, given what's going on locally, where we are in the Philadelphia suburbs and Krasner in Philadelphia, it gets lost in the shuffle. Is that something that would prevent a budget finally?
No, I think skill games is still on the table. I think we need to figure out at what point we're willing to tax it. It's a very unique product. It is not the VTGs. It is not a casino. They're in small businesses. They're in American Legions and VFWs and fire company social halls. So should they be taxed at 52%? I don't believe so, because they're there supporting small businesses and nonprofits. They are not out to make millions and millions of dollars in revenue like a casino. I think they're very different. I think they need to be taxed differently, and I think they need to be regulated differently, but I definitely think they need to be regulated, and they do need to be taxed. taxed. We need to get the bad actors that have illegal machines or machines that are not games of skill. We need to get them out of the market. We need to make sure that if you're playing that game, you know that you're actually playing a skill game.
The women in sports thing, you've been one of the champions in this. We haven't spoken in a little bit. I was kind of surprised again to see Governor Shapiro, at least on the so-called gender-affirming care. Well, he sort of came out against the bill. He said, I'm not going to let Trump and, of course, Mastriano push me around versus you, State Senator Martina White, and maybe 15 or 20 other women with college experience playing sports that are the face of this bill. How does that stand once the dust clears on this?
He is absolutely in the wrong court. 76% of Americans do not believe children should go through gender reaffirming care. Those same people don't want biological boys in the girls' locker room.
Maybe even more, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, nobody wants a child to be getting a tattoo or a body piercing or, you know, driving a car when they're eight. Then why the hell would we want them in the boys' and girls' locker rooms? Why would we want that commingled? That is absolutely, to me, the last thing on earth anyone wants. Do we want every kid to play? Absolutely. You play on the sports team of your biological gender. I don't care how you feel. That's irrelevant. It's about biology, and it's about physical advantage, and it's about making sure girls are protected in protected spaces. And we have fought very hard to have mm-hmm. equal opportunity, and we are being erased by this gender ideology that thinks just because you identify as a girl, you can be a girl. No, that's not how it works. That is not how it works.
Yeah. I would add, State Senator, to this. I don't have any data. I'd like to see someone study it. Maybe it's an eye test. I believe that a lot of these competitors who are trans are not horrible players. That's why they can't play on the boys' team. They're mediocre or just below mediocre. But boy, then when you put them on the girls' side, like that A.B. Hernandez in California, or there's one here in the suburbs, they become stars or close to stars. So it's not just a bunch of kids who want to play ball and can't on the male side. It's more a lot of these people really gaming the system. Leah Thomas was a mediocre yep. swimmer, yet set mm-hmm. records in, yep. on the woman's side.
And now the NCAA, the Olympics have said, oh, you know what? You're right. This is crazy. We're not going to allow this. We're not going to allow biological men to participate in women's sports because it does take away an opportunity for a woman. But I think these parents need to take a step back and go, hey, you know what? Just because my 7-year-old thinks they're a pirate, I'm not cutting their eye out or taking off their leg.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be a parent and say no. And
by the way, I like that. Every time you bring that up, I like that. I write that one down.
Well, my daughter who wanted to be a pirate is not a pirate. She's a lawyer.
I know that. That's why I write it down.
It's so dumb.
Perfect. Yeah, it is. It is that even Governor Christie has said stuff like, well, why don't let the parents decide? To your point, we don't let them say the kid's going to be a pirate and knock their eye out. Parents don't have that right.
Right. But yet we can give them drugs that will castrate them, chemically yes. castrate them for the rest of their life. And they will be on medicine the rest of their life. The only people that love this are the drug companies that are getting rich off of it. It's
exactly.
gross. Absolutely disgusting.
Where do we find all things that you're involved in? Where do we go?
SenatorPennyCook.com is my website. I am on social media, X, Instagram, as well as Facebook. And I'm sure I'll get a lot of comments. But you know what? At the end of the day, I am firm in my belief that women should have their own safe space in sports. And I will never move from that.
And this all depends on Matt Bradford or the speaker finally deciding to come to a vote. I know other tactics have been tried. If it does, we're going to see 10, 12, probably, Democrats mm-hmm. vote for it in the House. How's that going to get it to come up for a vote, though?
Well, and that's, you know, that's the devil in the details. Is Matt Bradford going to bring this up for a vote? Because he's now looking out there very much alone. The governor has said this is a good idea. The state Senate put mm-hmm. it forward with a lot of thought right. and a lot of work. And, you know, we certainly don't want to not fund SEPTA and public transportation. Right. That's not our intent. What our intent was to work with SEPTA to make it so that people are safe on SEPTA, so they have reliable funding. And at the end of the day, we've got to figure that out. And we've continued to work with SEPTA. You know, the fact that we don't tell the House Democrats what we're doing, well, why would you? They can't even bring this bill up for a vote. They unilaterally shut it down. And that's political. That's political theater. And that's all it is. And that's all the House Dems seem to be able to do is political theater.
Well, they can keep buildings shut. Something like nobody in Harrisburg can fix a roof. We know that.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
Senator, thank you. Thanks very much, as always. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Senator Tracy Pennycook here on Talk Radio 1210. You get in at 855-839-1210. Yeah, Governor Shapiro has come to that side now. So what's the delay? Well, the delay is they want to inflict the pain this week. And I think in their minds, they're hoping to stretch it to next week with the Eagles game. So are you going to the Eagles game? Henry, how much would you say the total cost is for a decent seat for the Dallas game, if you got on SeatGeek, or I guess if you had your season ticket in season, give us an idea of the cost factor.
You want my guess, or do you want the actual?
Yes.
I'd say any seat, bare minimum, you're looking at $500 before fees. Yeah, that'd be my guesstimate.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm not even talking like a good seat. I'm just talking like nosebleed, like any seat.
Yeah. Oh, we had pretty good seats. We went to a Giants game with listeners, and those seats probably be $1,000. They were in the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
Not too many rows up either. Wasn't too much.
And I could give you the, let's see here.
Yeah.
See what it's on Ticketmaster right now. Okay. Cheapest ticket. Oh, boy. Yeah, this doesn't look good. This doesn't look good if you're trying to get in. No, it looks like the cheapest ticket, if it loads here. Yeah, accept and continue. Come on, Ticketmaster. Show me what I want.
Yeah.
$508. Yeah, right on
the
money there.
Wow, cheapest ticket. All right, so put to the head of the class, Andrew, anybody we get that's going to the game and their expectation, how are they getting there? You know, I think you drive. I know it might be difficult. You leave earlier. But is it going to be – now, getting out might be tough, but
– yeah,
that's the whole issue, yeah,
but,
getting out.
That's
getting
what I would
in
be concerned
because
with.
Because people come stagger. Yeah, we were at the Phillies the other night. It's always a pain, and look, I'm a critic, as you know. I think there ought to be a traffic czar. I was even floating to DJ as we're getting out of there. Yeah, well, how about a shuttle service? Have the parking lots disperse more and bring them in. Put advertisers on there, you know, to cover the cost of it.
Huh.
There's got to be. I don't know if anybody's doing that, Major League Baseball. In other words, in a universe of, let's bring Trump in here within 5 minutes. I'd do it too with him. We'll come up with some ideas so that traffic does not have to be horrific after a game. It's still going to be a bit of a drudgery, but not unbelievable. It would seem we could do that. But this Eagles game, prediction Uber service will take 6 hours and all. We'll see. Why can't SEPTA run the trains then? They don't want to run the trains then. They could relieve this so there's not a debacle. They have the power to do that. It's not a funding thing. They're choosing to cut certain services to make some kind of point. We've been through that with representative after representative. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Al Schmidt, the Secretary of State, Republican, but somebody who's a roadblock to President Trump and the DOJ, refusing to give up the database for a look-see when it comes to voters who maybe should not be on that. I also want to get into coming up. You got this, he's a good golfer. He just got his first win. Tommy Fleetwood, he's a Brit, 35. And people were wondering, he just won his first tournament on PGA, and he won, vis-a-vis by doing that, the Tour Championship, I believe. That's about $35 million, give or take. The kids were there. People were saying, oh, where's your wife? And then it comes out, the wife is 22 years older, 57 to 35. She didn't come because she says, and he's probably going to be on a Ryder Cup, I guess, whenever there's an event, I don't feel comfortable going because of the age difference. So I want to hear from you. If you're the woman and you're older, now Roe is older than me, Henry. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. No.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a slur. She looks younger. She is 6 months older. I count that as a full year. Oh. She's older.
6 months. That's not what I thought you were going to say. That's the same
age. Okay. She's older.
He's rounding up.
Yeah.
So Andrew's a married man, but Andrew, is your wife older or younger?
She's younger by a year and 5 days.
Oh, that's a cradle robber. Right. There. Year and 5 days. That's 2 years then.
I don't know if I would say that.
And Henry, a year. Would you date a woman? You're like, okay, 15 years older than you.
15?
Yeah, 10.
Right now?
Yes.
10 maybe, 15 you're pushing it.
Okay, so I'm trying to think when they met, the age of the kids and all this. I'm trying to think,
Oh, essentially, from what I've seen, is that Tommy Fleetwood and like her son are just like buds now, because he's an adult man, pretty much. Like, he's a college.
Oh, so this is the second marriage
For her, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, she's, to me, I look at her, attractive woman. I don't know of any difference here. It doesn't bother me. Finding love is finding love, but so bad that she won't attend one of the biggest it is the biggest moment for a pro golfer. Until you win a tournament, once you win even one tournament on the pro tour, for life, you know you belong. It's that hard to do. And he's good, very good, but he hadn't won up until now, and she's not there for it. Wow, could it be that bad?
I think so. I mean, social media, even without her being there, is like, where's Tommy Fleetwood's wife? Oh, she's how much older than him? So, yeah, I think it's a distraction either way. And I can understand her kind of stepping out and being like, this is Tommy's moment. Let Tommy have it. I don't want to take anything away from it.
Wow. Man, the bigotry that's out there. Love is so hard to find. That true love. It shouldn't matter. As long as it's all legal. We're not going Jeffrey Epstein here. I'm talking about legality and that she's 22 years older. Then there's Macron, and you guys mentioned at the top of the show some others.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah, that are pretty famous. All right. It makes the older person have to work out more, I guess, to try to chop off years.
Andrew just had a good one.
Bill Belichick and his girlfriend.
Duh.
Yeah, that's regrettable for other reasons.
Are they engaged? Or?
No.
No,
maybe
but
secretly.
It's that woman is, I think, as obnoxious as Meghan Markle, and I don't say that about too many people. She's right up there, as far as I can tell.
True.
Markle's, when I think of obnoxious right now, I know people go political, they think Pelosi, and all right. I think Meghan Markle, just insufferable. Larry Krasner, Meghan Markle. I got to go Markle. Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Larry Krasner. Come on, Tom.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Everyone else has beat up Meghan enough. Like,
yeah, that's true. That's a good Twitter question. You have to sit there and appear, and it's Meghan Markle and Larry Krasner, which part of the room are you going to? Oh, my God. 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side. We'll get a winner today. Give me your reaction to Alan Dershowitz. Brilliant today. All that straight ahead.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, it is Dom time. Dom Giordano coming to your calls. This Tommy Fleetwood story, amazing, that the wife couldn't show up, felt the pressure. By the way, I'm violating one of Dan's 10 commandments, if he has 10, at the shore. Tonight we're seeing Naked Gun. I need a review if you've seen it. You said terrible?
No. Is there rain on the horizon or something?
No, we're just doing it. It's a 9:30 showing. Ro wanted to see it. That's it. We don't follow. You have that rule, too. You're as bad as Dan.
I just wouldn't go see a movie unless there was nothing else to do down the shore. And I feel like there's always something to do unless it's raining.
Okay. Well, at night, you know, it's a little bit different here. We're not all
Go to Keenan's.
Yeah, that's Saturday with the judge. Yeah. How about you, Andrew? Would you see a movie at the shore?
I have seen a movie at the shore.
Oh, good man.
When it's not raining?
The producer's test.
Well, this was I was a kid. This was like back in 2010.
Well, no, that doesn't count. I mean, as an adult.
No. I probably wouldn't go to the shore to see a movie. Although, the one thing I will say, it is cool. Like, a lot of the ones at the shore, a lot of the movie theaters at the shore are like those old style theaters, or at least on the outside.
Yeah.
So, I'm a history guy too. So, like, I like how they look, and they're cool because they look how historical and everything else. But no, I would not go to the movies to watch a movie.
Oh my God.
I mean, the beach, like the shore to watch a movie.
There's a Borowski infection. Douse that producer's lounge there. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus. And by the way, engagement. Taylor Swift announcing engaged to Travis Kelce. She had over social media, I'm not sure on which part of her social media, over a million likes in about 9 minutes. A million.
Jeez.
That is still a staggering. A million, still a million. I'm not sure if it was on Instagram or wherever they announced
Either it. Way, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. I've started to be a little bit less harsh toward Taylor Swift, despite the endorsement and all the rollout and all the other stuff. Travis Kelce, not somebody I particularly like. I see his talent. He's a Hall of Famer. But less is more. Let's go to Joe in Columbus. Joe, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, you had to mention the new Enchanted couple before you picked up my call.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Hey, you are a cougar lover, you just admitted.
I would say there's nothing wrong with it, Joe. I mean, why can't the woman be older? What's the problem?
6 months you're elder? You dog you. I got you beat, though, Dom. When I was 26, I dated a woman who was 38.
Yeah, well, that's perfect. Now, you know, I was telling Henry, you do the math. So when you're 50, she would be 38. You know, that's relatively close. When you're 60, she would be
Keep rolling it. Keep rolling it. Because I was going to have to push her one day in her wheelchair to the Social Security office.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah. Well, she would live longer. So, you know, it helps to have that advantage. Yeah.
God. And also, happy Born to Run Day.
Yuck. Yes, exactly. Well, look, the Born to Run album, I don't have any criticism of, as far as I can tell. It's the fraudulent nature of how he's moved forward. That's the thing. So, Joe, I think a case could be made for someone like you and others, maybe, that, you know what, it starts out early and you are willing to overlook the fraud that happened later on.
Well, up until Ronald Reagan, but I don't appreciate that he toyed with, you know, us locals' emotions and dreams. Yeah. I mean, me and my friends, we used to make pilgrimages to, like, the shore, the northern Jersey shore, hopefully knowing that he was going to pop in. Hey, Dom, I had a friend who walked up to his front porch on his birthday in September and sung happy birthday till the authorities came and took him and his buddies off the front porch. You know, he was part of our youth and part of everything we believed in. Then to find out he didn't believe in the same stuff we did was just crippling.
It is, particularly when it's so intense and so much at the heart of his music, Joe, and it's Jersey on top of it. All those things, I don't remember anybody else that had quite that plateau that they reached and is fraudulent about it, is what it comes down to. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he denied us the success he told us to strive for. That's what the way I looked at
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Who's your female, Joe?
Mine is, and I've always had a fascination as well as an affinity towards her because of basically her focus, her confidence, right. her resilience, and her bravery. And probably her global diplomacy, and that was Amelia Earhart.
That is a great one. I read something pretty compelling about how the husband was like a P.T. Barnum type and put her up to stuff that wasn't so good for her. All right, coming up, Lou Belasco, who is the executive director here at the Wildwoods. A lot. They're fired up here, Henry, because the air show is coming back to Wildwood. We'll talk next and take your calls on Talk Radio 12.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, Dom to your Dano show. Welcome in. As I said, I'm always thrilled to be broadcasting, and usually it's from the boardroom, which is quite impressive. I got this big window looking out on the boardwalk here, toward the end of the boardwalk, a few blocks short of Cressy. We're going to talk with the executive director of all things tourism here, the Wildwoods, which I can tell you they're really proud of how they made Wildwood into this fall season that extends way into the fall. And all over the place here, the big thing going on is that they have the air show coming back from Atlantic City to Wildwood. It's going to rival the Barefoot music event that's going on. So we'll talk with Lou Belasco here in a second. Phone lines, let's go to Lou right now here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lou, you're right down the hall. I'm sorry, but a little technical thing to bring you on in studio. We're going to work on a new device for next year to do that. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. You can just tell me you don't want me in the same room as you. That's fine.
Well, you couldn't get into Mulligan's that one day. I appreciate the effort when we did Dom
Jr. You draw quite a crowd.
That was one of our all-time. So, Lou, as a fellow Paisano, if we had you there, brought you in, now, you know, you got to watch it. You know, this is a political exercise. Is it gravy or sauce, Lou?
Oh, I'm sauce.
Oh, boy. Henry, what did I tell you about this guy? I sensed it. All right, and it's divided. Even Jack Cetarelli went on record saying gravy, which is a big political thing to do. So, Lou, I see the posters and offices here at the convention center. I see all kinds of good stuff. And it comes down to the air show coming back to Wildwood. Why is this such a crown jewel? Why is it such a big deal in September?
Well, this show we're really putting on as a tribute to the aviation and military history that exists within the Wildwoods. You know, as you know from your time here, the Wildwoods is about as patriotic as a community as you can get. You know, from our daily playing of the national anthem, where you see the whole boardwalk with all the hustle and bustle that's going on all summer long come to an absolute complete stop. And what better way than to kick off our second season, our post-Labor Day season here in the Wildwoods, than with a massive tribute to the history and the current aviation that goes on and that keeps our country functioning and safe. You know, we have a show coming on board that has 11 acrobatic teams and has representation of all of the branches of the United States military. We have the U.S. Army Golden Knights parachute team that's going to be with us. We have a demonstration from the United States Navy. The Air Force is doing a flyby, and the Coast Guard is doing a search and rescue demonstration. It's a jam-packed show. It's a nice way of us not just paying tribute to the military and those involved, but also of rewarding our visitors to the Wildwoods, because unlike some of the other events that go on, you'll be able to watch this from the entire boardwalk. We'll have some of the boardwalk sound speakers tied into the show announcer, so you'll be able to follow along. It's really going to be a fantastic thing. You know, it kicks off our secondary season here in the Wildwoods, which is just as good, if not better, than the summer.
Absolutely. I know how proud you guys are of it, and you have taken up the torch, Lou, and you've been part of this in Wildwood as a fall destination. You know, over the years, I saw the firefighters were one of the first. Mm-hmm. I know that's a big week with antique cars. But then the Irish weekend, oh, my God, you know, it is enormous here, but it extends well into October.
Yeah, yeah. Well, You can't say the Irish without the Italian, Dom. And the Italian festival occurs that very last weekend in September, first weekend in October, depending on how the calendar falls. But that's always the weekend right after Irish, right here in Fox Park. If you look out your window, it's right out there. And we continue on with our festivals all the way through Christmas. Having different events, you know, if anybody has a chance or is looking for anything to do on the weekends after Labor Day, they need to go to wildwoodsnj.com and look at our events calendar, and it's massively impressive of everything that goes on here in the Wildwoods.
Well, and I would tell them it's a great time to come down here. Usually, Lou, we're here, our third week is before this week. It is not overwhelmingly crowded with kids going back to school and things of that nature. And it's restaurant week. We partook last night with Jersey Girl. Mm-hmm. And great deal, $40 across the board, three courses that were huge. So this is a big week and a big weekend coming up here in the Wildwoods.
Yeah. I mean, look, the song's 100% correct. Every day's a holiday, every night's a Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
It just, there is always something to do, always something going on. And as you stated, the nice thing when you get on the other side of Labor Day is it kind of kicks back a notch.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot going on in the summer. Everybody's here. It's exciting. It's a ton of fun. Fall rolls in, and there's still a lot going on, a lot of fun. Little more relaxed, little more space to breathe. Weather's still fantastic. I mean, I can't tell you how many years I got to open up all my windows when I'm cooking Thanksgiving dinner at my house because it's just too hot.
Yeah, absolutely. And, well, you're putting sauce on stuff, so come on now.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou, too, I know we like Joey M. over there on Pacific, and that he's really charged up because they're bringing Tony Orlando down and being honored on Saturday, I believe, here in the Wildwoods.
At our annual block party. Yeah, it goes, it shows the continuation of everything that goes on in the Wildwoods. You know, earlier in the year when we spoke, we were speaking about the Barefoot Country Music Festival, and as we're welcoming the top tier entertainers of today, you know, we're still recognizing all of the entertainers that laid the groundwork for making the Wildwoods the must stop destination for everyone across the country. So to have the ability to have Tony come in Labor Day weekend, play a great show, and give him a little bit of recognition for what he's done for the Wildwoods is a great way of ending the season.
I believe he started, I was told, at the Rainbow Room singing when he was 15. That's got to be true.
I believe it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I believe it is because you told me it is.
Hey, Lou, thank you for hosting here. I really enjoyed the time coming over to the convention center. And we've got to get this device straightened out. We'll get you in studio next year, or we might be coming down sooner. And again, where do people go? It is we can't publicize it enough through the fall, how much different it is, but how many things are happening, particularly on weekends here in the Wildwoods.
They can go to wildwoodsnj.com. Wildwoodsnj.com. So it's Wildwood with an S, NJ for the state.com. And our events calendar is listed on there. It will also give people the opportunity to check out this new exciting event of an air show, the Thunder Over the Waves, that we'll be hosting weekend after Labor Day. They can peruse the schedule on there, and they can get a lot more information on it. Maybe they can even buy some tickets and come check out the festival.
Lou, thank you so much. Thanks for being such a great host. Thank you.
All right, Tom. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Lou Belasco here from the Wildwood Tourism people here on Talk Radio 1210. Again, a lot to do here. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Great column today that should give us hope. If the weightlifting king of New York, Mandami, is the winner, as I predict he will be when we come to the mayor's race, There's something he's going to, some even bigger danger, other than being a communist and everybody asking about that, that he'll represent to Democrats. I'll tell you what that is, and your calls at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. All right, Dom time. We kicked off the show today. Al Schmidt, the Secretary of State in charge of voting, infrastructure, all that, in a battle with the Trump administration about letting them take a look at the database to see what's in there, non-citizens and the like. He'll be here at 2 o'clock to explain his position that sometimes makes news, and it's important. Voting integrity is still the issue on our mind. But President Trump on the crime issue and in Washington, I'm not sure, Henry, was this at the cabinet meeting he brought this reporter up?
Yes.
All right, so you got the open cabinet meeting, which is rare. We didn't see that before. You know, when you watch enough of it, sometimes people say interesting things. This is a reporter describing to the president and to national TV what it was like to be pistol whipped and mugged in Washington. Here's how it sounded.
So first of all, thank you, Mr. President.
You want to listen to this?
For having me here to share my story to the room and to the broader public. My name is Iris Talman, White House correspondent for NTD, the sister media of the Epoch Times. So more than 2 years ago, it was a Saturday morning in broad daylight. Mm. I was on my way to work, and a young man with a black ski mask pointed a gun at my face and threatened me to hand over my phone, my wallet, my laptop, and everything else. And when I refused, he used the butt of his handgun to strike me across the face, the cheek, or what some people call pistol whip me, before running away. And that has deeply traumatized myself and my family. Ever since, I've never dared to walk in the street of DC at night ever, and my family was extremely worried. So, Mr. President, thank you so much for what you're doing right
thank
now.
Thank you, for being honest.
Such incidents involved not just me, but also my family. If he had shot me, I could have died right there in the middle of nowhere without my family's or my friends knowing at the age of back then, I think 23.
Right.
Just starting my career here in DC without even starting a family. But now I'm very blessed to have this opportunity.
So you had a gun pointed at your head and you probably figured that he's going to pull the trigger because these are animals that don't know what the hell. They couldn't care less. The pulling the trigger to him is a very minor event, and I'm sure he's done it before. So how did you and you did refuse to give it, which
right.
would probably maybe somebody would say that was not the right decision, right?
Right.
But you refused, but I understand that. So and then he hit you real hard.
Yes.
It's really amazing that you weren't shot, though.
I'm very blessed, and that's why having this opportunity to stand here to share my story today. One, I'm very grateful for God for allowing me to still survive to this day, but also to Mr. President. Thank you for now making D.C. safer.
Thank you very much.
For us.
All right, there you go. What's the Democrat counter to that? How do they counter it? They just are ill-equipped to do this. Not all of them. But by and large, they just don't get it when it comes to this. And Washington is unsafe, has been unsafe for years and years and years. People have said this. And people throw up their hands. Well, let's have more government programs, more midnight basketball. Some of the programs are fine to keep people active and do that. Wanted to play you, though, Henry. Here is on Morning Joe today, Scarborough. I played it once. I wanted you to hear it again. It's 16. And the mayor... Joe is saying to him, hey, it's Joe Scarborough, to the mayor of Chicago, all right, you can have all your government programs. Would you not still want 5,000 more cops? And this goes on five times. Listen to this.
That's my question and I just need a yes mm-hmm. or no. Do you believe the streets of Chicago would be safer if you got all of those other extraordinary programs put back into place, which do have a history of being successful, if that's complemented by having 5,000 more cops on the streets of Chicago?
I don't believe that we should narrow it down to just police officers, Joe, is what I'm saying. That is an antiquated approach. I'm saying we've invested in detectives.
Mr. Mayor, are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm agreeing with you that all of these other social programs are extraordinarily important. I just need a yes or a no, and then this will be the last time I ask. If you get all of those other social programs that 800 million that New York City does, Los Angeles, other people do with great success, would an additional 5,000 cops on the streets in Chicago help complement those programs to make Chicago safer?
And then proceeds to not answer.
Yeah, proceeds to not answer again and again and again. We could play that. It's stunning. But this is the problem. So how do they message it? How do they get out at the root? They don't want to give in on this. And people that are convincible in any way, shape, or form, and the reporter's story, it reverberates with people. Broad daylight, this type of stuff. Ah, that's one person. You say that, you're losing people. You're going to lose every time on this. All right, coming up. And people are texting me stuff as we speak. It's like the Supreme Court here, even in Wildwood. About Al Schmidt coming up and the situation with the request to look at the database of records to make sure everything is compliant with voting laws. There's even a statute on this, we're told. But I'm very grateful that we can bring you even people in power around the issues we care about, and right up there in the top three has to be voter integrity again and again and again. That's straight ahead. But first, are you constantly searching for an extra energy boost? As we age, our bodies produce less of the natural fuel needed to combat fatigue. Discover Rescue Orasine from Rescue Natural Supplements. Rescue Orasine helps enhance energy production at the cellular level, supports a healthy heart, and maintains optimal blood pressure. Plus, right now, our exclusive radio offer to you, you can take advantage of this. Buy one bottle of Orasine, get another completely free. All you have to do is use the code FUEL, F-U-E-L, when placing that order. Visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Remember, use the code FUEL at checkout. And again, mention the code FUEL when you call or use it at res-q.com. Get that second bottle of energy-boosting Rescue Orasine, completely free, res-q.com.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon, on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.